Hello, hello, you guys, and welcome to another episode of 15 Minutes Cafe with John and Patrick. 每周三来到15 Minutes Cafe 英语咖啡馆，喝一杯老师们的本周主题特调，一起来探索国际文化、时事、职涯、网络跟音乐等多元主题，轻松吸收主题相关的词汇、惯用语和常用例句。That's right, you guys, I spilled the beans a little too early, and I said Patrick today, so you guys know who is in the house. It's Patrick. Welcome, Patrick.
Yeah, it's me, it's Patrick. 周末时光机的 Patrick 又来到这边了 and we're talking about some brand stories today.
Brand stories today. And today, when Patrick's in the house, you guys know that we are always going to have some interesting trivia as well, together with our brand stories. And slogan, by the way, Patrick, we forgot about the slogans.
Ah, yeah.
So let me start off by saying, again, this is a brand that we all know.But I knew this brand very, very, very late in my life.
Really?
We didn't have this in South Africa. We don't have this brand. I was not aware of this brand until I returned to Taiwan. So I've seen it on TV and I've seen it in the movies, but we don't have it in South Africa. We have a very different brand, a different name. Okay, we have very similar type of product.But different brand name.
可能在南非这个牌子不是那边的龙头。
It's not. We don't have it、
okay.
in South Africa. And I don't know、if they have actually entered the African market yet. All right. So I knew about this brand and their products when I returned to Taiwan. Okay.、
Mm-hmm.
So that's just to give you guys a little hold on there. All right. So this is something I learned. What about you?
First time having this brand is when I'm 23 years old. So I'm
yeah, also very late.
Yeah. I never have the chance to go to this restaurant. Yeah. This brand is a restaurant. I never.
You spilled the beans. Okay.
yeah. 就是等到我出社会了我有一天是我这个主管带我进去到这家店里面。
So your supervisor actually brought you there as a treat. Did he pay?
He didn't pay it.You know why we've been to this restaurant? Because there's nothing to eat near my company. So we have no choices.、Oh. So we have to go to this restaurant.
You had no choice. This is the best choice.
Yeah, the best choice. You know, this brand, we can like tell everyone that we can describe it's more like a healthy fast food brand.
Healthy fast food, but not fried, right? Not deep fried.
Not fried.And a lot of vegetables.
a lot of vegetables. Many people would complain about having too much vegetables. But、personally, I think if you have the right combination, it will give you a very good flavor and taste.、But if you only, let's say, choose one of the ingredients over the other, if you don't have a、combination of ingredients, then it tastes really one-sided.
A lot of ingredients in this restaurant. Most of the people don't really like them.、For example, my girlfriend, she doesn't like some of the different、red vegetables, yellow vegetables. She doesn't like it. She only choose the green one. 她没有太多的选择，大概就是一两种。
So although there are a lot of options available for her, but because of her pickiness...So the options are limited.
Very, very picky.
Very limited. So I take it you don't bring her to this restaurant.
Not quite. Only for the side dish, you know. There's other things、that we can eat.、
We can talk about that a bit、later too. They've got other side dishes and also other,、let's call it their optional、products that you can、order. All right. So the name of the brand we are going to be talking about today.
Okay.This name is called Subway.
Subway.、And by the way,、just a quick trivia before we get to the trivia section. Very interesting,、Patrick. What is the Chinese name in China for Subway?
Oh, okay. 赛百味
Yes. And when I first went to Shanghai, visited China, and my first city in China was Shanghai, and I was like, 赛百味 And I'm like,、is that a good... Chinese name, it doesn't sound very nice, but I do get the idea of, oh, there are hundreds of flavors available, hundreds of tastes. I think I get that, but I don't get the sai just for the sub, right? Why don't they say sub by way?
Maybe it's not easy to pronounce it in Chinese.
Yes. So it was kind of awkward for me, but I saw Subway in Shanghai also quite popular. And as for us, growing up with something similar with Subway, we call sandwiches that Subway sells a submarine, a sub. And our sub sandwiches are very different. It's almost like a pizza.
Like a pizza?
Like a pizza.
Oh.
So you split the sub sandwich in the middle,
mm-hmm.
and you start stuffing it with cheese, ham, whatever you can.
Oh.
So very little vegetables, mostly sauces, cheese, and a lot of meat and mushrooms. So it feels like pizza.
Oh, yeah. You know, the things that you describe is more like pizza. Because we know if we eat Subway, we want a lot of bunch of vegetables. It makes you feel like I'm a healthy guy or something.
And when I first saw Subway, I thought, why so much vegetables? And I thought, okay, it looks healthy, but it looks very dry.
Oh, yes, I agree. You know, the sauce that the clerk gave us, only like, 就撒了一点点,感觉就不够.
I know. And I always look at the clerk and I'm like, seriously? Are you that stingy? Come on, be a little bit
yeah.
more generous with the sauce.
You got a whole bottle of it.
Anyway, so I'm glad we feel the same way. So, talking about Subway, and we just introduced how we knew about Subway for both of us. And let's get to the slogans, okay? Because I never knew they had slogans. For me, Subway is just Subway, it's just Subway. I don't remember their slogans, and I was never made aware of their slogans until you shared them with me.
Okay, so let's talk about, we're talking about three slogans that they changed recent year.
Okay.
But the most, kind of most classic one,
yes.
they use it in the 2000s.
Yes.
It is called Eat Fresh.
Okay, so in the 2000s, the slogan is Eat Fresh.
Yes. It's quite easy to connect it, you know, because old vegetables are fresh.
Really? I mean, I don't see them being picked as fresh. You know what I mean? In Taiwan, you go to the traditional markets, you see the fresh vegetables. They still have soil on them.
Mm.
That's fresh. But with Subway, it's behind a counter. It's already washed and cleaned. So can we say fresh? Okay. I mean, we can debate about that. I think it's debatable, yes. But
okay.
the idea is lots of greens, so eat fresh.
Their commercial, Very their nice. Poster will always have a lot of bunch
okay.
of vegetables with some water drops on mm-hmm. it, right? 就看起来和这个很蔬果很新鲜,
oh, no.
然后就让这个蔬菜都特别的清楚,
oh.
eat fresh, yeah.
Okay, so it was pre-healthy, I think. Right now, we would say, oh, the healthy sub, right? Very direct. Long time ago, if you say healthy, it means it won't sell.
yeah.
Now healthy and fit, being fit and being healthy and having low GI, I think that's the new term. Those are the buzzwords right now. But 2000s, if you say eat fresh, I think that makes sense.
Yeah, the truth is that when the 90s, a lot of Americans, they got some diabetes and that a lot of disease. 他们开始会觉得说我要去注重自己的健康. So yeah, eating fresh, healthy food. So all the trash food like hamburgers, fried chickens, they think they make us sick. So I have to change it inside to be more healthy. So Subway think about this part. 因为我们可以把我们的品牌定位做在比较健康的 素食上面.
So in 2000, that's kind of quite progressive, right?
Mm.
In the 2000s, that's
yes.
quite advanced because that's still when McDonald's, KFC, and all the other fast food chains are still very, very strong.
Yeah, so that's why they grew very fast during the 2000s, right?
They found a new market.
Yes.
Very nice. Okay, so you said three slogans. That was the first one they used recently, and then they moved on to...
Okay, during the 2018.
Okay, this is very recent. This is very recent.
Yeah, five or 6 years ago. 他们就是为了要重振那个品牌的发展性, because their brand in 2015 开始有点走下坡.
Oh.
所以在2018年的时候, 他们为了要重振他们品牌的发展性, 就把他们原本这个 Eat Fresh 的 slogan, they changed the slogan to Make It What You Want.
Make it what you want.
Yes.
Interesting. I think it's quite fitting as well. So wind back a little bit. 2015, they weren't doing so good. So they needed a rebrand.
Yes.
They had to rebrand. And I think a lot of brands go through that. And we talked about Adidas and Puma earlier, right?
Yeah.
And they also had a rebrand. So it's very common for companies to rebrand when things are not going well. But the next one for 2000, Eat Fresh, to make it what you want. I don't know. I think still it's very core of Subway. Make it what you want. But would you see it as a rebrand?
I don't think so, because you have to think about it. That Eat Fresh during the time, just 2000年, I mean, just Eat Fresh, yeah. So they already have the things that make it what you want. They didn't really change a lot in their business model, right?
Yes. So I wonder why they gave up on the Eat Fresh idea. They should have continued with that. Right now, it feels like they threw away Eat Fresh and said, okay, we're going to focus on make it what you want. And to be honest, I think Burger King, McDonald's now, Starbucks, you make it what you want.
Yeah.
You can order, you can customize your menus now. Mm. It's not that fancy anymore.
Yeah.
Maybe in the 2000s, it was fancy. It was cool to be able to customize your own cup of coffee. It was kind of cool to make the Subway you wanted.
Mm.
But right now, everybody does it.
Mm. Yeah, a lame one, a lousy one.
Yeah, this is a lame one. I'm sorry, Subway. So what's the next one? What did they move on to?
Okay, so you're right. It is really a lame one. So only make it what you want, like only continue like 3 years. After these 3 years, to 2021, there's a new one released. It's called Eat Fresh, Refresh.
Hang on a second.
They take it back.
2021, they decided, okay, make it what you want is not working. So let's go with Eat Fresh, Refresh. So it's like Eat Fresh 2.0.
Yeah, that's like a 2.0, a version, a new version is coming out.
Refresh.
Mm.
I like the word refresh because it's refreshing, it's new, it's easy, it also taste related. If something is refreshing, then that means it's easy in the mouth.
Mm.
It's not very greasy, it's not very strong,
It's
refreshing.
Mm.
And a lot of times Coca-Cola and soda ads, they say, oh, refreshing, right?
Yeah.
Mm. Because once you gulp it down, once you drink it down, you feel good, refreshing. So Eat Fresh, Refresh, I kind of get the idea, but Eat Fresh 2.0, is that a rebrand?
I don't know if they want rebrand or want to go back to their, you know, the fancy times or something.
Right. Or go back to their roots, maybe.
2.0 Eat Fresh, they kind of have new things, like release their new menus, some new ingredients, level up their things. Yeah.
Okay.
Something like that.
Okay. So I guess it's more like an operational refresh, not so much a brand refresh. Kind of makes sense. So 2000s, Eat Fresh. 2018, make it what you want. And 2021, Eat Fresh, Refresh.
Yes.
Not bad, but not great. It doesn't feel like a big campaign, right? It doesn't feel like something that is catchy and you would like most likely go viral on TikTok.
I think it's because Eat Fresh is not easy to be, you know, be replaced.
Yeah.
他们第一个真的太经典了，就是那个时候又刚好大众，大家都觉得哇，这个很酷，可以自由搭配，然后又是强调健康，强调那种清新的。这个时代可能这种东西已经没有那么特别，他们就很难再去打造出自己的特色。
So I would say for like me, if I were the marketer today, I would go back to the roots, Eat Fresh, no problem. I wouldn't use the word refresh. I would say Eat Fresh and add the next core value onto, you know, the new world. So for example, if you're targeting kids, you wanted like Coca-Cola, you want to target happiness, you want to target lifestyle. So you want to eat fresh the right way.
Oh.
Right? Eat fresh, comma, the right way.
Hmm.
Okay? Or eat fresh, the Subway.
Oh, this one is cool. Interesting.
Okay, so you create that name, you play around with your name and you make it sort of cool for the kids.
Hmm.
Then when kids come and eat this, they'll bring the parents and then slowly it will affect other groups, their grandpas and grandmas and Eat Fresh and so on.
Hmm.
Right. So I would probably have some of the old elements plus some new elements.
Ah.
And then slowly divert or transition to the new element.
Hmm. I see.
You know, the Subway. And then redefine what the sub is. So the sub could be a substitute.
Mm.
Substitute your fast food diet, or the sub could be like an image.
Mm.
So you can once you play around with that, then you open the doors to many new ideas.
In fact, I think Subway should ask you to be their marketing
Thank
director.
You. Thank you very much. So if you guys work at Subway and you guys want a shout out from us here at 英语时光机, you let us know. All right? You let us know. Just email us and then we will give you a shout out. Subway, yeah!
We can authorize our slogan that we just invented, right?
yes. We just sent it out there in the universe, on the internet.
Yeah.
So we copyrighted. Okay? Mm. So if you wanted Subway, you got to buy it from us.
Okay.
All right. So today, I think, Patrick, you go on ahead with trivia and then I will give everybody a quick origin story and background. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So let's turn it around this time. Yes.
Okay.
So guys, for Subway, the origins trace back to a gentleman named Fred DeLuca and his family friend, Dr. Peter Buck. Fred yes. DeLuca and Dr. Peter Buck. So in 1965, the 17-year-old Fred DeLuca got financial support from Dr. Peter Buck, and Fred DeLuca opened a submarine sandwich shop in Connecticut. All right. So submarine sandwich, meaning like a long sandwich. All right. Now we call it sub sandwich. You see, so when I grew up, it was a sub. We call it a sub. And then we don't call it a submarine sandwich. We just call it a sub sandwich. But the full name is the submarine sandwich. And what is a submarine sandwich? It's the sandwich buns that look like a hot dog bun, but a little longer. Okay. So Dr. Peter Buck loaned Fred $1,000 to start this business in 1965. And the original name was not Subway. Original name was a very typical name of the 60s. Pete's Super Submarines.
A long one. A very long name.
Okay. So long time ago, people named the person, right?
Hmm.
Pete's. Peter's Pizza. Right?
Yes.
Johnny's Pizza or Daddy's Pizza. Hmm. Or Johnny and Son.
Yeah.
Those were the naming schemes back in the day. All right. So it was kind of lame in today's terms. It was not fancy. It was not cool. But it was the first $1,000 he started this business. So you can imagine 17-year-old starting this business. It's like starting a business when you are young in a night market.
Sort of
that kind of idea. It's very rugged. It's not well designed. It's not well thought out.
Mm.
Okay. But fast forward a couple of years, in 1968, the founders decided to change the name from Pete's Super Submarines to Subway, reflecting the focus on submarine sandwiches and the idea of giving people a very fast and efficient way to get a sandwich. So those were the days when subways were seen as the fast and the cool, the new transportation.
Yes.
So therefore, instead of Pete's Super Sub or Super Submarines, they turned into Subway. So they sort of stole a little bit of the train subway idea to their food.
Yeah, I can add a little bit of trivia here. I've seen a story that described why they changed their names into Subway. It is because that some customers, when they're the first time they see Pete's Super Submarines, when they read it very fast, Pete's Super, they think about pizza. I don't know if that's true or nothing. I don't know. So they think about this restaurant, is they're selling pizza, but the truth is that they're selling subs. So they think, okay, I have to change my name into like more meaningful. They will think about, I am selling the submarine subs, right? So they change their name into Subway.
That's kind of an interesting background story because I have to say, when marketing started, in general marketing, especially if you go to attend any marketing course, marketing 101 course, Pete's Super Submarines, it's three words.
Yeah.
It's not easy to remember. Do you want people to remember Pete or do you want people to remember Super? Do you want people to remember submarine? And also the word submarines refers to war.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Submarines at war, advanced war technology, weapon technology. So therefore, I think turning it into a single word, subway or sub-way, that would also work.
就是这个潜水艇的那个印象就会被淡化.
Yes, exactly. You want to dilute that impression of the fact that, oh, it's got related to war. Because submarine sandwiches is also too long.
Yeah.
So again, you want to reduce it. You want to make it catchy. You want to reduce it and get it to a level where it's consumer friendly. So that's 1968. And then in 1974, they started franchising. Okay, they started franchising Subway. Their franchising model is so successful now that Subway is actually the largest franchisor in the world.
Yeah, that's true. 这个大概是七八零年代，这个 Subway 的展店速度就非常非常非常快。The truth is that, Peter and Fred DeLuca, the founder,
yeah,
他们一开始其实有设定了一个 KPI, 就是要在我记得是十年内好像创三十间店吧。
Ooh, that's very ambitious in the 70s.
Yeah.这个过程其实是很辛苦，因为他们就是两个家族嘛，所以两个家族要控管三十间店是一件非常困难的事情。直到后来他们想到这个加盟的制度，才让他整个展店的速度变得很快。And they're very smart that they choose like the gas stations, the department stores, 这个高速公路的加油站啊，或者是休息区啊，他们在这边展店，所以这个很多的据点都已经有相关的设施，可以让他们快速的去找到据点。相对应的，因为他们又是这种速食业嘛，所以很多这个在高速公路想要赶快吃一吃就上路的人，这个Subway 就非常的适合他们。
It makes sense.
Yeah.
And it also correlates to the whole transportation idea. If you're on the road and you eat Subway, right? It's easy, convenient, fast.
Yeah. And they're smart is that 除了这个地点之外 their franchise fee 它好像是这个麦当劳的三分之一。So they have a very, very low franchise fee.
Yeah.
就是你的加盟金非常的低啊，所以很多的这个可能想刚想要创业或想要找加盟的这些年轻人可能都会选择 Subway 而不会去选择麦当劳。
There we go. So Subway is still the largest fast food chain. Okay. So the next part, I think we will move on to the trivia because this has a lot to do with the Subway image, right? And also some of their evolution during the years. So,Over to you, Patrick.
Okay, so let me tell you about a story that... 我不知道大家还记不记得这个 Taiwan has a 鲑鱼之乱 this thing. Did y'all remember?
Was it a sushi roll or was it Kura Sushi that had this thing where they offer like all-you-can-eat meals if you had salmon in your name, on your ID or something?
Exactly, it's sushi roll.
Sushi roll, okay, yeah. Sushi roll.
Okay, so 鲑鱼之乱就是你改名之后你就可以免费吃鲑鱼嘛。So,
okay.
Subway in America, their shop in America, they did something a little bit similar, but not totally same.
Okay.
Yeah, 他们也在去年八月的时候推出这个改名可以免费吃的活动。
No way! No way! 、
yeah.
So what do you have to change your name to?
Okay, you have your name inside called Subway.
No!
And you just call your name Subway.Maybe like Subway Lou. And you're free to eat their sub. But they're free, 完全免费是其实是送你一张价值$50,000的商品卡。
Huh? They give you a gift card?
Yeah, they give you a 50,000 gift card.
So it's not all you can eat.
Yeah,
it's
not all you can eat.
US dollar gift card.
Yeah,、
okay.
but the truth is that one sub,I check it on the Google map, 就是大概去年的 Subway 的这个潜艇堡的价格。一个潜艇堡大概是$7 to $15.American dollar, US dollars.
Okay, so 50,000, that's 10,000 subs.
Yeah.
Plus minus.
Oh, that's a lot. Okay, that's enough. I don't need so much.
Well, yeah, that's too much.
Yeah, this is a kind of trivia that tells everyone.
Wow.
Mm.
Crazy. I didn't know they went on to do that. Oh, no. That's a terrible marketing campaign, I tell you. But what a good marketing campaign was this one, I believe, very, very early YouTube.Very, very early. I remember 2007, 2008. I still found this on YouTube.
Ah.
Before I returned to Taiwan, I saw this on YouTube. And it was a little bit about Subway. And this was part of their marketing campaign. It's called Jarrett Fogle's Weight Loss Story.
Ah.
So they created this weight loss story in the 2000s.
Hmm.
Saying that somebody ate Subway for consecutive, I don't know how many days, maybe 2 weeks or something. 10 days or 2 weeks. And then this guy lost a lot of weight.From eating Subway. And then the backstory was, Subway sandwich still tastes like a good, delicious sandwich. However, because they meticulously changed everything in their menu. So Subway menus, they said, only has 6% fat. So Jarrett Fogle having Subway with 6% fat helped him reduce his weight.
Oh,
so he lost a lot of weight. And I remember the Subway ad went on and sold the 6% fat idea for a long time.
Ah.
Because it's calculated. They work the formula out for you. They work your nutrition level for you. And they say, having a Subway sandwich at Subway makes you feel like eating a proper sandwich. However, it is, vouched and supported by nutritionists.
Yeah.
Mm. It's good for you. Something like that. So, bam, Subway became healthy brand.
Yeah, the truth is that Gerard Vogel, I had the number. He lost like 111 kilograms.
111 kilograms?
Yeah, 111公斤. 他瘦了110.
How fat was he before?
He was 193 kilograms.
193?
Yeah,
so that's... he was 80-something once he was done with this campaign.
82.
Gee.
Yeah, so that's why Subway became a so healthy brand. But the story of Gerard Vogel didn't end here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just talked about recently that 他们在2015年的时候这个 Subway就走下坡了, so they come up with their idea to change their slogan, to rebrand themselves. The one very important thing is that Gerard Vogel happened something during 2015.
No.
对,这个 Gerard Vogel 他被爆出来这个有犯罪,这个是性侵案,
oh,
还是, 对,就是有类似这种 sexual harassment.
Uh-oh.
Yes, so 这个品牌的就荡到谷底.
And Gerard Vogel is the key. He was sold, that campaign was sold years in the 2000s. They kept milking this campaign, so I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. So, I suppose that's enough trivia for today, you know, Subway, because I guess our 15 Minutes family don't, perhaps, some of you 50-50, some of you do know Subway and eat Subway regularly, and some of us know Subway and we don't eat Subway regularly. So the next question, I think, that deserves a discussion is the ingredients that we don't eat. What is your menu at Subway?
Pickles.
No pickles.
No pickles.
No pickles. And what else don't you eat?
Only pickles, I think. Yeah.
What's your problem with pickles?
I don't like the taste.
The acidity? The sourness?
I think it's the sourness. Because
McDonald's的双层吉士牛肉堡也有嘛.
I don't want pickles either. I don't like it.
Okay. Right. So the gherkins or the pickles in the sandwich stores or burger stores, you skip them. I skip them too. I don't like them.
Okay.
I skip them. So out of the ingredient table, let me quickly tell you what I don't usually order. So my menu for a typical sub is, I gotta have green peppers and onions. I think they go well together. Green peppers and onions. And I skip pickles and cucumber.
Cucumbers. Yeah. Okay.
I think cucumber and pickles, when they stay in your sandwich, it gets soggy. It makes your sandwich soft and wet. They carry too much water. I don't like that. And sometimes the cucumber flavors, depending on the type of cucumber, right? In Taiwan, we've got some cucumbers with very, very strong cucumber flavor. And then that greenish, grassy flavor. And then you get some cucumbers that are nice. So sometimes you don't know. So I tend to just skip them.
Okay.
And olives, if I have something, for example, if I have double cheese, then I will add olives because it kind of blends well. Generally, I also skip olives if I'm just, wanting a regular sub. If I want a very greasy, you know, double cheese, double meat, that's when I skip the olives or add the olives in, you know, to give them a little bit of a flavor. Jalapenos, my favorite. So I usually ask them for more if they can. I don't mind it at all. I think having every time you have a mouthful of Subway sandwich and you taste a little bit of spiciness and not exactly too spicy for Taiwanese people. I think jalapenos are like very, very light spicy level hotness for Taiwanese people. So for us, it's generally easy. So jalapenos, no problem. Now we get to the sauces. What's your favorite sauce?
Honey mustard.
Honey and mustard.
Yeah.
So you either want something kind of on the sweet level, right?
Yeah. So I don't like the sourness. That makes sense.
You don't like the sour sauce, right? You don't like the sourness. So I go for chipotle.
Oh.
the southwestern sauce, the chipotle sauce.
I've never tried that one. What is the taste?
Let's put it this way. Chipotle sauce is like mayonnaise with a little bit of spiciness to it.
Again, spicy.
Yeah. So it's not, it doesn't have that honey flavor.
Hmm.
But it's got that mustardy mayonnaise sauce base. But having the chipotle sauce, the flavors, is very Mexican. So it's got a little bit of spiciness to it, which I think adds to, especially when I order double meat or double cheese, it goes well with the sauces like that.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I skipped Thousand Island. I think it's too sweet. So honey mustard is my second choice. I wouldn't go Thousand Island. And then just pure mustard, I think if I go all meat, only meat,
only
reduce
meat?
All the vegetables, all the lettuces and gherkins and cucumber and all that, then maybe, yeah, I would go for yellow mustard. But other than that, I think chipotle goes well almost with and blends well with the vegetables plus the meat. So we're going to ask the 15 Minutes fam and also the listeners of Zobao Si Guangji. We're going to ask you guys, please send in your menu order. Okay, what do you usually order? What's your secret recipe? If you share it with us, we will give you a shout out in the next episode and we will share it with everyone else. And next time we may have or we may organize a Subway party, right?
Oh, we'll go, Subway party.
Yeah, we go to Subway and then we, you know, share all the menus together. How about that? Sounds like an interesting event there. Right. So guys, that's all the time we have for you today. I hope you enjoyed today's topic about Subway and the slogans and the backstories and the trivia. So Patrick, please tell everyone where they can get hold of you on Zobao Si Guangji.
Okay, you can come to Instagram, you know, 只要在这个IG上面打周报时光机就可以找到周报时光机的IG了。 当然如果你想要再听更多这种类似 brand stories, trivia, you can just go to Google and type 周报时光机, then you can find my channel, my podcast channel, 听到更多的故事。
That's right. And guys, if you want to get hold of the transcript for today's episode, as well as all the additional notes and content for this particular episode, please do check out our 15mins.today VIP membership program. So be sure to check our programs out. We have a lot to offer in terms of additional content to help you learn English the most natural way with all our additional content. So guys, thank you very much for tuning in, and we will catch you in the next episode. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.